Yeah, really enjoying it actually. It's different from what I've been used to, I suppose, training adults men's teams down to adults ladies teams. But yeah, they're a very committed bunch. Yeah, so we've settled in very, very well. So yeah, we're getting great feedback from the group as a whole and from the county boards. So there's good support there behind us as well. So it's nice to have been settled in.
Yeah, it's great, and I suppose great to, as you said, to get yourself settled in there, and great to be going forward into this league campaign, being able to put all the preparation. And I suppose there was a bit of back and forth, obviously, between the previous management, county board, the players before you were your own appointment. I suppose that was a bit of a messy situation from the outside looking in. Did any of that spill over on you or affect your plans?
It didn't really, not on our part. So I suppose there were a few issues that we kind of had to try and iron out with regards to last year's group. And I suppose like we've gone in there looking at a long-term basis. Now, not as staying in as a long-term basis, but looking forward over the next 5 years and to come on board with Keith Hennessy from LIT, who has put in a fantastic program himself and John Blackwell with regards to strength and conditioning, and looking forward for Limerick Camogie building that, I suppose, that's what we need over the next 5 years going forward, and having working from under 14s up to the senior level, having a graded approach to everything, and I suppose the player profiles, and making sure that that we're getting the best from each of those players, and I suppose in the long term, looking at where every player is at the moment, and where we can take them, and just having all that information as they get from under 14s to under 16s. So yeah, I suppose to answer that question, like we didn't go in trying to go and fix problems from last year or anything like that. We've gone in with a clear set of goals for ourselves, with a clear backroom team, and the girls have accepted that over the weeks that we've been in there. So, like, even to build the panel from 24 to 30 is a huge boost to us, you know. So they're taking it all on board. They're listening, and they're hopefully we'll develop it even more as the year goes on.
Yeah, obviously they must have embraced you, because you see so many returning faces from last year and what was obviously a successful year. You have co-captains now as well with Moran Creamer and Cuiva Costello, who of course was captain last year. Just a word on that, strength in numbers in terms of your leadership core in this panel.
Yeah, and leadership, and like we actually, it's about 4 weeks ago we kind of ventured into the captaincy between the management team there ourselves, you know, and found it hard to pull out two leaders with regards to the majority of them are all leaders. I think we asked that question to the girls there before we played a challenge match against Offaly, and looking for leaders across the field, and they've really put their hand up with regards to being leaders on the field. So it was actually difficult to pick out two out of the 15 leaders or the 25 or 30 leaders that we actually have in there. And we're encouraging that even with the new younger group that are coming in from minors and from the juniors, you know, that everybody has a voice in there. We listen to everything that's been said. We're mindful of everybody. And again, with the focus on is to develop every player that's within the Limerick Camogie system. So,
and I suppose one leader on the field and one very noticeable absentee in the panel is obviously Niamh Mulcahy, who's taken a step away. I suppose there's really no two ways around it. She's one of those irreplaceable figures and an awful loss to the setup, particularly in your first year coming in.
Yes, and we'd wish Niamh all the best for the coming year. And again, I suppose for trying to instill into the panel, you know, while Niamh was seen as a front leader, we really need six leaders up front. We need that balance coming in off the line as well, those replacements coming in off the line that are able to make a difference to a game when asked. So they're every time we play a game, we want 15 leaders on the field, and anybody who comes in to do a job from the sideline will have to do the same as well. So and I think they've accepted it. They know that Niamh has been a front runner for our scoring opportunities, but there is class in there. There is a lot of girls there who have great talent. It's just to get them coached in the right way going forward. So, like, hopefully we can get a better return out of the six forwards and midfield area for the coming year.
Obviously, I mentioned last year was a good season. In fairness, ended with a quarter final in the All Ireland. A good chance now this Sunday to have a crack off the side that knocked Limerick out of the Championship last season. A really good chance as well to see where you're at.
Yes, and it'll be great, you know. Even to I suppose we'd be looking to give maybe one or two of the new additions some game time over the Tipperary game as well, and start blooding a few players before Championship and things like that, you know. So it's an ideal game. It's a great it's a battle of neighbours. It's Tip and Limerick, and if you can't rise to Tip, you rise to no one for the year, really, you know. And a lot of the girls are playing Ashbourne Cup against the Tipperary girls, so they know each other inside out. They know their strengths, they know their weaknesses. It would be great to have a cut off it, and it's ideal. It's brilliant, and it's great. Thanks to the both county boards for organising the game inside the Gaelic ground straight after the men's game, because they badly need that support. Something that's probably lacking as well, I suppose, is just to get a bit more in the female game that they're. We've plenty of support behind us, so they're looking forward to it. The girls are looking forward to it, and it will. It'll be not we're going for a revenge or anything, but it will be. I don't think they did themselves justice on that day in Tipperary in the quarterfinals last year. So hopefully they'll get in a performance that they could be proud of on Sunday.
I suppose you mentioned it there as well, just to drive home maybe the importance of this fixture coming on after the hurlers. I mean, there's going to be plenty of fans in there for the game against Galway. Limerick obviously taking on Galway. It's really important that people do stay on and support their county and in both codes.
It is, and it's crucial, and that's the message that we need to get out to clubs. And like, we're hoping to have a great working relationship between the clubs there, that we find the balance for the girls training with their clubs and training with the county team. I'd like to be quite honest, that was the one thing that I was nearly shocked with when I came into the setup, was the gap between the support, obviously, between the male and the female game. Like, you know, these girls put in a lot of work. At the moment, they're on a 5-night schedule with regards to gym work. And like, to see it on first hand, and then you'd be very disappointed, I suppose, that they're not getting more of a support. Not just on Limerick county team, but in the whole county or a whole country. Of Camogie teams, they need that support. So again, just hopefully, you know, one or two new names in there again on Sunday to just freshen it up again as well. So yeah, we'd be hoping, urging clubs to send in some representatives, and the counties after the Limerick game, we'd be hoping that they'd be staying after to support the girls on in the game against Tipperary.